I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. It's being billed as one of the most exciting national championships ever, and it's happening tonight at the Orange Bowl in Miami. The undefeated University of Southern California Trojans will take on the undefeated Sooners of Oklahoma in a battle of college football's two most elite programs. Pete Futak is publisher of collegefootballnews.com. He spoke earlier with Day to Day's Madeline Brand.
All right, so Pete, talk about tonight's game, the Orange Bowl. This is the biggie for all the bowl games. Tell us why.
Well, it's sort of the Super Bowl of college football. They don't have playoffs in college football. And so what you have is, over the course of a college football season, what makes college football so much fun for the true college football junkie is that every game matters. Every game throughout the course of the year is big because it's sort of an ongoing playoff. And now the national title game is sort of the culmination of all that. Now, there's a lot of different things thrown into the mix and a really bizarre system how they get there. But the nuts and bolts of it is these are the two best teams in the country, University of Southern California and University of Oklahoma, and they've really been two of the top teams in the country over the last few years. So it's pretty much been considered the best matchup of all time for a college football national championship. So for the college football fans, there's a lot of excitement. There are two Heisman Trophy winners playing, at least 20 players between the two teams that are going to end up playing in the NFL. So it really is the highest of the highest level of college football. And in a pretty good bowl season where you've had a lot of pretty good games, this is supposed to be the best matchup of the bunch.
Now, you said earlier that there's a kind of nutty way that these teams actually get to the bowls, and I wonder if you could explain that.
It's very, very hard for the rational mind to actually understand this, but what the college presidents and the college coaches really don't want a playoff, unlike every other sport, which has, at the end of the year, a way to determine on the field who the best team is, because the presidents and the coaches, they really like the fact that you have 28 bowl games, so 28 teams end their seasons on a happy high note. There's no playoff, and they want the money to be sort of distributed their own way. So without a playoff system, they have this thing called the Bowl Championship Series, the BCS, where it's a combination of human polls and computer polls that combine together to say who the two best teams are supposed to be in lieu of a playoff. Now, the BCS has four big games. It's the Orange Bowl just tonight, the Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and the Fiesta. And those generally pay out somewhere in the area of $14 million per school, as opposed to the other bowls, which, you know, can range from the hundreds of thousands to the low millions. So it really is a big deal to get into the BCS for the universities and for the conferences themselves. And it's a huge deal for the universities to be able to fund other programs, athletic programs, and things that they do off of this. Now, a lot of the money goes back into the football program, but to get a $14 million payday is obviously a really big deal. And it's a big deal as far as public relations moment for these, because, you know, USC and Oklahoma, they've been on the front page of a lot of newspapers, and they're going to be on the front page for the next couple of days. And you know, for two universities, you're not talking about the, you know, the math department or the physics department. Right now, they are the PR arm for them. So it's a really big deal to these schools.
$14 million to the winning team?
It's to both teams. It gets divided out depending on the bowl game as well. But that's, you know, compared to the money that's being spent in advertising dollars and the network contracts, it's really sort of a drop in the bucket. And one of the real bizarre phenomenons in all this is that a lot of the schools, when they divide up the money between their conferences, they end up blowing it all between flying back and forth, between all the alumni and all the people that they have to send out, the bands, the travel, the hotels. And, you know, a lot of schools break even though they get all this money from doing this.
Pete Futak is the publisher of collegefootballnews.com and a contributor to Fox Sports. And thank you for joining us here on Day to Day.
It's great being here.
That interview by Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.